This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. It was the 1994 movie that many people saw, Forrest Gump. And in one scene, Forrest said, "My mama always said you've got to put the past behind you before you can move on." It was one of many statements that Forrest Gump said, simple but wise. Are you stuck in the past? Maybe there's a past or a hurt or a big mistake that you made and something you wish you'd never done. Unfortunately, many of us do live in the past or dwell in the past, and what we end up doing is replaying the bad stuff in our heads over and over again. And these memories, in fact, they're destructive memories, can stay with us for a long time. And I know that some people actually can ruin their marriage or their friendship and make us very lonely people. In one of his very popular books, Rick Warren says this: "You've got to stop running from your past if God's going to use it for good in your life." How many of us are running from the past? Has something happened that you're ashamed to talk about, or you think maybe that God will never forgive? Now, I'd encourage you to think again, because he, that's God, has a remarkable way of taking even the most horrible, twisted experience and turning it into something worthwhile. Now, it might sound very difficult, impossible, but it does happen. In Hebrews 12 verse 1 from the New Testament, we've got these words: we must get rid of everything that slows us down. Well, from an athletic point of view, athletes know this, of course. They run with light clothing. They need to do that. But I think there's a lesson for us today. Can I dwell in the present time and look forward to what God has in store for me if I'm still carrying baggage? What about things like guilt and grief and grudges? Let's let go of the past, because Paul, that great apostle, said, "I refuse to look behind me at my past." That's Philippians 3 verse 13. So to forget something in the past actually means to stop being affected by that experience or memory. That's what it literally means, to stop being affected by the experience or the memory. Now, of course, sometimes stuff has happened in the past we've got no control over. It's still there, isn't it, in the memory. But Paul says if he's going to be all that God wants him to be, he's not going to waste time by dwelling on the past. He's going to look forward to what lies ahead. So in effect, what he's saying is this: yesterday is gone, tomorrow is a day away, so I need to dwell in the present and look forward to the future. My past is the past. And I think if we want to be successful in whatever area of life, we've got to learn to forget. There's a tremendous passage here from Isaiah 43, 18 to 19, from the Message, paraphrase. It says, "Forget what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the Badlands." That's a rather interesting version there of Isaiah 43, 18 to 19. So it's true that our memories can linger with us even for a lifetime. But the question is, how do you move on from your past? And I want to explore this again tomorrow. How do you put the past behind? What about the stuff that's happened to me? Well, it's simple. Don't let the past control you. Don't let it have power over you or manipulate you. There's a big difference between letting go and holding on, isn't there? Successful people learn from the past, and once they learn those lessons, they let go of it and they move on. And the key to that is that they don't keep punishing themselves about the past. Yes, we tend to remember things that we should forget, and we forget the things we should remember. That's, I guess, human. We hold on to the bad memories that we should let go of, and then we let go of the good memories. What about those failures? Well, I think many Christians go over in their mind the bad stuff in their life over and over again. It says in the Bible, in 1 John, if we confess our sins to God, he can be always trusted to forgive us and take away our sins. 1 John 1:9. So God has forgiven us, yes, but the problem is we haven't forgiven ourselves. We hold on to the past. Heavenly Father, I want to make a difference in the world today, but Lord, if I'm still lingering on thinking of the past, Lord, it's hard. Release me, Lord, and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.